Welcome to the Sharp 600, brought to you by Covers.com. I'm Rob Cressy, and I'm super excited to be jamming with you. This is part two of a three-part podcast series we did on March Madness. And in this episode, we talk about Cinderella teams from each bracket. Make sure you stay tuned for part three, where we get into the tournament roundtable, plus give our final four picks.
Gonzaga, the slipper still fits.
So what we are going to do now is bring everybody back, and we're going to give some Cinderellas for each of the regions. Jason Logan, bringing you back in, starting with you.
Yeah, so I hinted at my favorite Cinderella pick here, UNC Greensboro taking on Florida State. And right now they were 11 point underdogs to open. They're down to 10.5, but I think they might be worth a sprinkle on the money line here. I saw them as high as plus 480, close to 5-1. Florida State obviously has this dynamic offense. They're big. They can get up and down the floor. They can shoot the ball well. However, they haven't been playing their best basketball. And also too, they don't have the same punch on offense away from Tallahassee that they do on their home court. They kind of stumbled into the ACC tournament, lost two of their last three, including that finale against Notre Dame, which cost them the number one seed in the tournament. And then they just kind of got run off the floor against Georgia Tech. And UNC Greensboro is kind of a GT light. They caused that same chaos on the floor. They caused a lot of turnovers, a lot of steals, almost 15 turnovers per game, 7.5 steals. And the Seminoles, that's what really bit them in two matchups with Georgia Tech this year. They coughed up the ball 45 total times in those two losses. And now they face the Spartans team that loves to just thrive on those second chance points. UNCG plays this frenzied pressure defense. And as I mentioned there earlier, that doesn't allow teams to play their offensive sets and run that half court offense. It really pushes Florida State to kind of freestyle. And that's something that Florida State struggled with against Georgia Tech. So if you like the Spartans and the points, then maybe throw a little bit of money line action on them around 5-1. To win this game outright. I actually have them advancing in my bracket. So,
and I fully support that because my spider sense just says I don't trust Florida State. So who would I be to not trust my spider sense, because it is oh so keen. So moving this over to the West, going to bring back in Rohit. Rohit, what is your Cinderella of this bracket?
Well, it's funny because I was talking to one of our other contributors, Rob, the other day, and he was kind of teasing me because he said my bracket was one of the chalkiest he's ever seen. And to be honest, I like a lot of teams against the spread in that opening round, a lot of underdogs, but I'm not a huge fan of them moving on. The one school that I do like that think that could make a splash is not a huge underdog by any means, but Oregon. I think people are underrating them a little bit coming out of the Pac-12. I think people don't really see the Pac-12 as much of a threat anymore. And then they didn't even win the title over there. So I think that does kind of being held against them as well. But like we touched on it earlier, they're one of the best three-point shooting teams in the country. And they're also not a team that relies on one or two guys to score. They have a couple of Canadians actually leading the team in scoring, but every single starter on that team can score. Pretty much everyone can score from the perimeter. So as long as they have a hot hand, I could definitely see them going through a few teams. If they make, once they make past the first round, they'll be probably facing off against Iowa, in which case, Iowa's, they've been a little bit vulnerable on defense. And then you've got Kansas, and, if they march their way through, they wouldn't have to face Gonzaga till the end of that region. So I like Oregon, and I think if they catch on fire, they're going to be pretty hard to stop.
I like that because I can see the path as someone who is not high on Kansas, as someone who's not overly high on Virginia. I see the opportunities in there for Oregon to at least make a little bit of noise there. So let's move this back on to the South, and going to bring in Jared.
Yeah. So as we alluded to earlier, we're going to drink the 5-12 Kool-Aid here in the South with Winthrop to take out Villanova. Starting with the Wildcats, this isn't the same team that we're used to seeing Jay Wright bring in the tournament time. They were just 5-5 straight up and 4-6-1 ATS over their last 10. And then their last two games, they played without their star point guard and senior leader Colin Gillespie. And they lost to Providence and then blew an 11-point lead to Georgetown with 10 minutes to go in a game. They're really struggling. They look out of sync. And they also play at a slow pace. They're 320th in the nation in adjusted tempo. So you're wondering, without that guy in the half court set, how are they going to make things happen? And then on the other side, they're facing Winthrop, who went 23-1 this year in the Big South. And they also kind of stomped their opponents in the Big South tournament. They won by an average of 21.7 points. They have their star point guard healthy. It's Chandler Vaudreuil. He's 6'7". He kind of does it all. He's like, they call him the walking triple-double machine. So he'll be able to kind of create some havoc there without Gillespie against him. And then also Winthrop gets on the glass. They grab 35% of all available offensive rebounds, and they're 11th in the nation in total rebounds per game. So they're going to get on the boards, and Villanova is not a good rebounding team. So you're looking at the Wildcats, and you know they don't have their leader and their star playmaker. They're not going to get a lot of second chance opportunities, and they're not going to be able to, and then Winthrop is going to get a lot of second chance points on the other end. So it has all the makings you have for, you know, for a good upset and for a Cinderella to get through. So I am taking Winthrop, not just with the points, but I'm also taking the win outright and go on to the second round.
Winthrop was one of my first bets. I got them in at +7. I will also be with you. I'm going to be taking Winthrop to win this game. So moving on to the final one, Midwest, bringing Andrew Cayley back in here. Andrew, who is your Cinderella?
I'm also going to drink the Kool-Aid and go with the 12-5 matchup here. I don't know if you call them a Cinderella because I'm not sure if they win more than one game, but I'm going with Oregon State to move on in my bracket. And it is mostly a fade of Tennessee. If I was a Tennessee fan, I would be so frustrated watching this team. They have the potential for a deep run in the tournament. They have good guard play. They're well coached. They're athletic and long, and they get after it on the defensive end. They rank fourth in adjusted defensive efficiency. But they just don't, like, they don't gel very well. They don't have good team chemistry, and that really shows on offense. They don't shoot a lot of threes, and when they do, they only hit 33% of them. And as a result, they rank 70th in adjusted offensive efficiency and went just 8-7 down the stretch, going 5-9-1 ATS. And that includes choking up that 15-point lead to Alabama in the SEC semis. Doesn't help that John Fulkerson, the status of him is up in the air. So I think the Beavers are a great bet ATS, but I think they stay hot shooting the three ball and they pull off the big upset here. If you're looking for a team, a more of a dark horse team to make a big run, I'd go with San Diego State. I just think they're super underrated. They're the best team you haven't watched this year. I can see them moving all the way to the Elite Eight. I don't know if a six seed counts as a Cinderella, but I like them moving quite far.
I like it. I'm fully on board with San Diego State. I've got a friend who went there, so for me, that's all I need to root for, that team. The Funkadelic Devil hit you with the rap level of 10. The 1, 2, 3, you pin. I get action, so everybody jump with your rump. If you like the way the sound pump, pump it in your back trunk. And let loose with the juice when I do rock. I'm too hot, some say I got more juice than Tupac.